abilities and projecting strength. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. The Reagan National Defense Forum continues, where U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says anyone who makes an enemy out of the country will be met by force.
In our imperfect world, deterrence does come through strength. And we will continue to make clear to any potential foe the folly of aggression against the United States at any time or any place, in any theater or any domain.
Secretary Austin also accuses Russia of deliberate cruelty, saying Moscow was intentionally targeting civilians. This as Ukraine continues their counteroffensives in the east.
In Kyiv, the looming threat of another attack, coupled with the ever-intensifying winter, as officials warning of a, quote, trying few months ahead. Kyiv's mayor's urging folks to stock up on anything they need that could help them get through this winter, including food and water. He is worried that Russian forces might once again target critical infrastructure. And now, with these harsh winter conditions, it could make things here only worse.
Fox's Jeff Paul.
For the Dutch, their hopes, their dreams of finally winning the World Cup will stay alive.
John Strong on the call on Fox, as dreams of an American championship at the World Cup came to an abrupt end in Qatar.
The Netherlands qualified for the quarterfinals by ousting the United States 3-1. Memphis Depay and Daley Blind both scored in the first half to give the Dutch a 2-0 lead. Haji Wright cut the margin for the U.S. in the 76th minute. Denzel Dumfries, though, netted an insurance goal 5 minutes later. U.S. coach Greg Berhalter told Fox TV,
"We came up short today, but not for the lack of trying, not for the lack of effort. I think the guys poured everything they had into this game, and unfortunately, we lost it."
The Americans scored just 3 goals in the 4 tournament games, going 1-1-2 overall.
Fox's Bob Mortali. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Rising COVID rates in Los Angeles County are prompting officials to consider reinstating mandatory mask mandates.
LA County's Director of Public Health hasn't definitively set a timeline in terms of when or if a mask mandate will be restored, but she says that the department is looking very closely at rising COVID cases as well as hospital capacity to help guide the department in their decision making. And so far, the director says they're seeing some troubling numbers.
Fox's Charles Watson. Meanwhile, the baby formula shortage has improved after earlier this year, but there's still a shortage of some critical brands.
Now, shelves are mostly stocked, but not always with the kinds of formulas moms know their babies will eat. The makers of Enfamil say supplies may remain constrained for a few more months. Reckitt, a British company, has now become the number one infant formula supplier in the U.S. While Abbott has since reopened the plant that was shut down, they say they still have plans to build an entirely new facility. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is denying a report stating that state lawmakers are reconsidering punishment towards Disney World after going against state policies.
The Financial Times reported Friday morning lawmakers in Florida are working on a deal to allow the special governing district that encompasses Disney intact, but with a few tweaks. Now, back in April, they voted to dissolve the special tax district. Governor DeSantis, though, says the Florida Times report isn't true. Florida Rep. Randy Fine, who drafted the bill to dissolve the district, also speaking to the Times about the ordeal, saying with Chapek out and Iger in, it'll be easier to get a deal sorted out. Chapek screwed up, but Bob Iger doesn't have to own that screw up. It's easier to shift policy when you don't have to defend the old policy.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.